From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The Baltimore trial of the second police officer involved in Freddie Gray's death has been put on hold. Gray died after being injured while in police custody. Kenneth Burns with member station WYPR reports Maryland's second highest court ordered a stay in the trial of Officer Cesar Goodson.
The judge in the case announced the order from the Court of Special Appeals as jury selection in the trial of police officer Cesar Goodson was to begin. The order puts Goodson's trial on hold as the appellate court decides whether or not fellow officer William Porter can be forced to testify against Goodson. Porter is not only a material witness, he is also a co-defendant in Gray's death. His trial ended in a hung jury last month. His attorneys argue forcing Porter to testify would open him up to perjury charges if his testimony doesn't line up from the previous trial. But the state says Porter's testimony under the order would not be held against him for perjury or his new trial this summer. There is no word on how soon the appellate court will make a decision on whether Porter has to testify. For NPR News, I'm Kenneth Burns in Baltimore.
Mexican authorities say they expect it to be at least another year before a recently recaptured drug lord can be extradited to the U.S. On the heels of the recapture of Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, officials say the extradition process will be lengthy. Mexican authorities apparently had begun tracking actor Sean Penn as he visited the country in October to conduct secret meetings with Guzman for a possible movie project. Penn has said he has nothing to hide and does not regret making the visit. It's been nearly 2 weeks since armed militants seized control of a wildlife refuge in Oregon over a federal land dispute. The FBI is in charge and sheriff's deputies from across the state are assisting, but Oregon Public Broadcasting's Amanda Peacher reports they're saying little about the occupation.
Officials say they're monitoring the situation at the refuge, but won't provide any details about law enforcement activity. The militants at the refuge and their supporters have freely been bringing in supplies and using the vehicles and equipment at the complex. Authorities have established a law enforcement command post, which is fenced off and secured by deputies around the clock. Armed FBI agents are also stationed at the small Burns Airport. Officials say they can't answer questions about why the occupiers are able to come and go, or why electricity and internet connectivity remain intact. Officials say they can't comment because the situation is part of an active investigation. For NPR News, I'm Amanda Peacher in Burns, Oregon.
A civil trial is underway to test the boundaries of hundreds of claims remaining against General Motors over faulty ignition switches. The trial is looking at an Oklahoma crash that injured a driver. It's the first of six trials scheduled over the next year to narrow legal issues in lawsuits affecting more than 1,000 people. GM has disputed the claims. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 52 points to close at 16,398. The NASDAQ is down 5 points. The S&P 500 was up a point today. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. The House has passed legislation that would seek to punish North Korea for its latest nuclear test by expanding existing sanctions against Pyongyang. Lawmakers voting tonight on a bill that would deny North Korea the hard currency it needs to continue building its weapons program. There is strong bipartisan support in the House for so-called North Korea Sanctions Enforcement Act, which is sponsored by Representative Ed Royce of California. North Korea announced last week it had conducted a fourth nuclear test, claiming to have detonated a hydrogen bomb, where many sources in the West have continued to express skepticism, saying it appeared to have been a smaller nuclear blast. The owner of the New Republic is putting the liberal magazine up for sale little more than a year after reinventing it. As NPR's David Folkenflik explains, Chris Hughes' plans have caused great upheaval.
Chris Hughes made a vast fortune as one of the first employees of Facebook. He helped devise a social strategy for Barack Obama's campaign in 2008, and in 2012, Hughes bought the New Republic. In late 2014, after celebrating its centennial, Hughes forced out two top editors, slashed the print publishing schedule, and promised an intense focus on digital publishing and social media. Many writers and editors quit. Under new editor Gabriel Snyder, the magazine's journalism has been well regarded. Hughes wrote in a memo to staff, however, that he's selling the New Republic because he underestimated how hard it would be to find a business model to sustain it. He suggested it might end up as part of a larger digital media company, part of a center-left nonprofit, or as some other wealthy person's newest passion. David Folkenflik, NPR News, New York.
Crude oil futures prices continue to give ground today, falling to the lowest level in more than a decade. Crude oil futures down 75 cents a barrel to $31.41 in New York. I'm Jack.
From the latest newscasts to the newest podcasts, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.